Back here at the Trojan Rec Complex, district championship between the Central Rebels and the Potosi Trojans, and we're pretty much all back to square one as we've got a tie ball game. Three runs for each team. The Central Rebels have scored in the third and the fifth. Potosi scored three in the fourth.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth for the Trojans.
That timeout inning break was brought to you by the Unitech Career Center. Develop skills to help you get into the workforce. They offer a wide variety of adult education classes day or night. Give them a call at 358-3011 as we have one runner down as Ethan Short was thrown out over at first.
Now batting number four, Cody.
Trying to bunt his way on. Great play by Bridges. He's such a good athlete.
Bridges comes home with it to the leadoff hitter, Colby Eckhoff, batting second here in this inning. Strike called. 0-1. Chops at one and knocks it back over to the central dugout. 0-2. Eckhoff has flown out to left and popped up to the catcher. The 0-2 pitch. Gets a hold of it. It's a fly ball over to the right side in foul territory. Nobody's going to catch up to it. So Eckhoff will stay alive. Bottom of the fifth here, tie ball game. Defensive mistakes have cost both teams. Out of the six, as we get a strikeout here, Colby Eckhoff swung at it, couldn't get the bat on the ball, and he goes down swinging, two down in this inning. What I was trying to say was of the six runs, only two have been earned. Pitch, ground ball underneath the glove of Anthony Quinton. He's backed up by Mannion, but he was looking over at first again, and they can't make the play.
Third Rebel error of the day here. Now that's a big one because that gives Coleman an at-bat with the runner on. You want Potosi's most dangerous hitter starting off the inning with the bases empty. We'll see if Bridges can work around another Central miscue here.
Central hasn't made it easy on themselves. Even in yesterday's game, they had to battle a lot. First pitch home to Coleman. Runner takes a huge lead, but doesn't go anywhere. Pitch misses. Coleman ahead in the count, 1-0.
I guarantee you that huge lead is in the mind of Drew Harlow. Watch for him to possibly throw down after this pitch.
Pitch comes home. Coleman fouls it off.
Harlow is not afraid to do that. Jordan Ankrum of Farmington, definitely not afraid either. He's got a good cannon back there.
Pickoff move this time from Bridges is unsuccessful, just trying to get into the mind of the runner, Tristan Brown. Bridges taking his time on the mound, now he'll come home with it. Low one in the dirt, blocked by Harlow. 2-1. Tristan Brown stays down at first. Coleman settles in. Bridges comes home. Coleman pops it up over to the right-hand side. This should get out of play, and it will. That came very close to one of those cars over there again.
Don't park on the front row, people, if you come to the Trojan Rec Complex. As you notice, there's not near as many cars on the front row as there are in the parking lot behind us and on that back row. People are smart. They know what's going on.
The 2-2. Coleman gets a hold of it. That is over into the gap, and it gets to the wall, off the fence. They're going to wave around the first runner. Coleman is gliding in towards third. The throw comes in. He is safe. Triple for Dylan Coleman, and it's 4-3, Potosi.
One hop into the wall off the bat of Dylan Coleman there. He crushed that pitch. The air comes back to haunt Central again. They're down by one now, 4-3.
And as you said, you wanted him to come up with the bases empty. Even if you get a triple in the next inning, he'd be on third. But it wouldn't have scored the run. Instead, Coleman makes him pay, and now you've got the ever-dangerous Lane Mercil. He nubs one over towards third. Grabbed by Quinton, fires over. So they get out of it without Coleman scoring. But Coleman drives in the go-ahead run. And going to the sixth inning, Potosi leads by the score of 4-3. Jason Lowry will take back the play-by-play as we finish out this district championship. It's 4-3 Potosi heading to the sixth inning.